I don't know if he needs the help, but yeah, I mean, he's small press like we are, and I like the show. I don't know why I'm defending myself. Why am I defending myself? Leave me alone.
You're listening to Almost Viral, the podcast that brings you news, videos, games, and ideas no one shared with you until now. Now, here are your hosts of Almost Viral, Greg and Matt.
Hey guys, welcome. This is Greg, and this is episode 3 of the Almost Viral podcast. I am Greg, one of your co-hosts, and along with me is my good buddy, Matt. What's up, dude?
Hey, what's happening?
Let's do this.
Let's get this over with.
No. Yeah, yes. All right, so episode 3, we got, you know, a lot going on, and what was our last obsession that we had? Mine was the climbing wall, wasn't it?
Oh, God, I remember mine. It took me a second to remember mine was. Yeah, yours was the climbing wall, which, yeah, you put up one picture since I've talked to you about that, and so what's going on?
My interest in my house tapered off because my friend Mike, who's also my co-host with Arcade Impossible, he put one together in his basement, and it's so much better than mine.
Okay. Is it more higher? I guess would be the first. Oh, okay.
It's not even as high. It has more angles in it. It's a farther distance to climb horizontally. Okay. And it goes to the ceiling too.
So more square footage, I guess. Yeah, because you don't go for height in this, right?
No.
Because you don't have any safety gear.
Yeah, it's just a technical thing. It's not like, let me climb as high as I can.
Right.
So he has like the rocks that are all colored for different routes, so it's easy to follow. Oh, cool. He has these huge triangles that are out. He has some walls that are greater than 90 degrees. And then the ceilings are just flat instead of my angled ones. And it's pretty awesome. And he painted it and he taped off the edges. So it makes me not want to use mine anymore.
Mine sucks.
Yeah.
Is this current mic or first mic?
First mic's gone forever. So we're only talking. When I say mic, that's the current mic on the show.
That sounded kind of bitter.
Nah.
Is everything okay?
Yeah.
Anything we need to talk about?
Well,
on almost therapeutic?
Well, no.
Do I have to edit all that out?
Well,
yeah.
No.
You probably should.
No.
God damn it. Is this an inside joke? Are you making fun of me?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
So that's my obsession is the climbing walls, man. And it's tapered off.
So this is still your obsession. This is your obsession for this episode as well?
No.
Oh, okay. You're giving me an update. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I don't do it here much at all. Like, I don't think I have in the last 3 weeks, but I enjoy going to Mike's house and doing it because his is way better.
Okay.
You know? Okay, what about you, your follow-up?
Mine was, I had to think about it for a second. It was listening to audio dramas. And pretty much after, like within days after telling you about it, I was caught up on all the really good ones or like the pro ones that I had gotten or purchased or downloaded or whatever and started going on the amateur stuff. And once I got to the amateur stuff, my obsession just like stopped. It's like, wow, there was some bad amateur audio dramas. No, I mean, I'm not even going to remotely say I could do better, but yeah, I mean,
but you could.
No, I don't know that I could, but
I bet you could.
Yeah, maybe. I think our Christmas specials were better produced than some of these for stars and character.
Dude, I can say that funny. At least.
So thanks. But yeah, nothing will kill an obsession for good audio drama than poorly produced audio drama. And I'm not going to name any specifics because that's a little too mean.
Okay.
So yeah, that lasted pretty much like a day or two after our recording.
All right. So have you found any obsessions since then for the new ones?
I've had one come and go since we're about a month behind because I completely lost my voice and was sick for our last recording. The obsession I had already, I was like, yeah, I'm going to talk to Greg about this that's gonna be the whole show is this obsession. I'm already over it, but I'll tell you it anyway. You've probably seen the video for that Japanese pop / metal band Baby Metal.
No.
Oh, I'll have to send it to you.
Okay.
Well, it went viral for like a good week or two. They did their song single Gimme Chocolate was like the thing that everyone was passing around. I was like, this is the greatest music ever made. It's like a 16-year-old and two like 14-year-old Japanese pop singers singing to like this death metal track. It's like if you took the lyrics out of a Japanese pop song, which I know the term for it. I'm not saying it right. Do you know what that is? What that's called? That type of
J-pop?
Like, Yeah, I think that's it. I think if you took lyrics out of a J-pop song and put them to like this death metal music, that's baby metal. Thought it was the greatest freaking thing ever. I bought the whole album on iTunes. I listened to it every day.
You actually enjoy it.
I don't just like it for the joke. I actually enjoyed it. I put the music in a couple of my playlists for my workouts. I bought the whole album on iTunes. I read as we discussed my obsessions. I read their entire everything I could find online in English about them. I had Christy try to translate some of the songs for me so I could understand what they're talking about. And then one day I woke up and went, wow, I am over this. So it's already come and gone.
That is awesome. So Japanese J-pop baby metal.
Baby metal is what it's called. Yeah.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah. Okay. I will definitely put the Gimme Chocolate video on our Facebook page so you can see it.
Yeah. That's facebook.com almost viral.
Yep.
And okay, my obsession for the week. Well, I guess it's for a month or whatever, but lately in the last
episode.
Week or so,
I've been calling it the episode now. It's easier to keep track of.
Yeah. Obsession for the episode is I've been actually playing a lot of games. And, you know, I'm a big collector, but as an adult, it's tough to find time to play a lot of games with a lot of stuff going on.
You totally stole my joke. You stole my warm-up joke, you asshole.
Well,
because you were going to talk about games. I was going to say, I don't play games. I'm an adult. And here you go. As an adult, I don't have time to play games. Nice going.
What?
Dick.
Well, as an adult now, I've been playing a lot of games. And my thing is, like, I redid my game room in my office here. So it's a lot more accessible and spaced out. So it still feels open. And I would get disgusted looking at my old setup. Because I have this modular system where any of my, I don't know, almost 20 game consoles, I can pull off a shelf and it's all contained on a board, all the cables, and it's a docking station under the TV you want to play. So I have this huge backlog of games I want to play, and I redid it with a shelf and this LED lighting, and I've been streaming a lot on Twitch. So that's my latest obsession, is every time I'm playing games, I'm streaming it live on the internet.
Cool.
So that's just twitch.tv/arcadeimpossible. And it's pretty fun, man. Like, my friend Spencer helped me out a lot. Thank you, Spencer, for the layouts on Twitch, like the professional layouts. And mine's all Robotroned out, my favorite game. But speaking of Robotron, I streamed 5 days ago, I believe, 4 days ago. And I was just planning on playing Robotron for like a half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I brought my laptop in there. I didn't plug in the charger because I was like, I'm going to stream for half an hour. It'll be fine. I brought my camera and the GoPro with a suction mount. I was like, I'm not going to bring a battery. It's just going to be half an hour.
I see where all of this is going.
And I ended up playing Robotron for 2.5 hours straight. So I got 10 million points on Robotron, which is like that big milestone that most people try to go for if you're playing it competitively. And during that stream, I had to run because my laptop was down to 5%, and I ran and found the charger, plugged it in, and I'm just dying while this happens.
I was going to say, when do you run? Because I hadn't played Robotron until your last visit up here, and you introduced me to it. There is no break. It's not like, for instance, Donkey Kong. Donkey Kong, you at least get like a nice maybe 4 or 5 second break. Yep. You might be able to run and get a charger like that, but Robotron has no break from what I remember.
So you can't even drink. Like, I remember.
And that's why I don't play Robotron.
That's right. In the past episodes and stuff where I'm streaming Robotron, I'll have my buddy Matt. He's actually like seen in the Twitch stream pouring a beer down my face.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because I'm like, Matt, man, give me a beer.
I gotta see. I haven't watched you stream since you've been doing the Robotron specific stuff. I have seen you do it once, so I'm sorry I missed that. But now that I know that happens, I definitely gotta check it out.
It's archived on there.
I gotta check that out.
Yeah, I save them forever. I had some audio issues, unfortunately, because once again, I didn't think it was a long stream. I didn't care. I was just like, whatever. Who cares? I might have double audio, but I end up really having really bad audio. So that, and I've been playing Kingdom Hearts, which is a role-playing game. I know you're not really into role-playing games at all.
No, is it like, well, it's, wait, you're playing, it's a tabletop game or a
no, arcade it's a, game? It's called an RPG or role-playing game for, you know, video game system. All so right. This one is Kingdom Hearts HD for the PlayStation 3, and it goes all through the Disney worlds. So you see like Mickey and Donald and Toy Story and Tarzan. You go through all the different worlds.
I have played, there's a couple Dungeons and Dragons arcade games on MAME that I've played, but they're not really
like Dungeons of Daggerath.
I don't know what their subtitles are.
Oh no,
they're called Dungeons and Dragons.
Geeky.
Oh no, they're called Dungeons and Dragons something like the Dark Tower of Stupidness or something. I don't know.
I got you.
But they're not, but they're like, I mean, they're barely, you could barely call them role playing games. It's basically a, it's almost like a video game which way book. It's like go right and face a dragon, or go left down into the woods or something like that.
Gotcha. Do you remember on the original Nintendo, Mega Man?
Yeah.
Mega Man 1, 2, or 3. So last night I had my friend Matt over and we played nonstop, starting with Mega Man 1, beat that, then beat Mega Man 2, then beat Mega Man 3.
Wow. How long did that take?
5 hours and 20 minutes.
Oh, really?
Started at 9 o'clock at
night. I think it would take longer than that.
He's really good at it. Oh, so we switched off levels and he would just tell me what the weaknesses were.
Oh, okay.
But it was still pretty awesome. And that's archived on there. Yeah, it's just really fun, and I've been enjoying playing games. I need to edit some episodes for Arcade Impossible. I think I'm 11 episodes behind right now.
Like, you have footage for 11 episodes?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
I have, like, over a terabyte of footage for 11 episodes that I need to edit.
That's
a lot.
So
you can imagine how you can, you understand that because you've edited stuff quite a bit.
That's been
daunting.
That's been my, it's funny you say that. That's been like my, I'm trying to, I wouldn't call it a New Year's resolution, but I'm trying to do for 2014 when I have something like that. I try to not do anything as big until that's done.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I would be in the same situation. And I'm not doing a real good job of it, but better than I did last year. So hopefully it's a habit I get into. But yeah, that can happen. I know exactly what you're going through.
And then it's just finding the time. Like, I really enjoyed playing the games and relaxing. But it always, since we started, it's been looming like, oh, you need to edit, you need to get this done. Because I used to do an episode a month, but now it's just like an episode when I can. And even then, I just want to get it done.
Yeah.
I don't want a couple months to go by without doing anything.
That's what happened with, you know, and then when you start getting into, and this is totally off the rails of what this show's about, but I guess it's only the third episode. We're still evolving. So,
yeah.
But when it gets, and it's, it gets tougher when you get, when you start putting the pressure on yourself that you have to do something, then it is like even less motivating to do. At least that's what happens to me. That happened with, the Trailer Pod Boys podcast. I got so far behind because I ended up overproducing it. I just, when we started right out the gate, I had done so much to the show with news clips and show clips and the way I edited it, and it was great. But then it got to be, it got to the point where I was getting behind, and I kept saying, "Oh, I got to do this," and it would like seem like a burden. So
yeah,
I can, I know exactly what you're talking about, and I have no real advice other than you know, just maybe take a break from it, because we're about to do the Trailer Park Boys. You probably saw the Trailer Park Boys are coming to Netflix with new seasons, right?
I didn't see
that. Yeah, they are. Yeah,
awesome.
They signed for 2 seasons with Netflix.
Netflix original then kind of thing, or only on Netflix for those?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So we are gearing up to bring the show back, and we're easing back in with their online content of their non-Trailer Park Boys stuff. And now I'm excited about it, but we haven't done the show for over a year. So I've taken a year break. So, you know, I wouldn't suggest a year break, but the only advice I do have is just walk away for just a little bit to stop thinking about it.
Well, it's not like, even if I take a break, it's not like taking a break, because I have so many other things I want to work on.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah.
So to take a break would just be like leave.
And then you're doing another another project that you could put yourself in the same situation in.
Right.
Yep. I know that feeling too.
So maybe it's a personality flaw. Yeah. Just over going too far and getting obsessed with things, maybe.
It is the obsession. You know what's funny? You know, I forgot about this. I thought about this before we got on the Skype call. My obsession, a second obsession, is probably my obsession, because, yeah. And I'll tell you what that means, for what I mean when I say that in this instance. I've been for well over a year now, and I think you and I may even discuss this when you were down here. I've wanted to do some kind of solo podcast, because I do podcasts,
yeah,
with almost all of my close friends, for sure. It's like, I just want to do something solo just to see if I can do it. And I wanted to do something with Universal Studios, but I didn't really find the niche I wanted to. So I kind of thought a little more outside of that, like, what about Universal do I like? I was like, well, I really like the immersion of the large scale of their attractions. Maybe I could do something like that. And I had an idea. I was like, okay. And I'll tell you the idea. It's called the working titles of attraction obsession, and it's kind of like an in-character format for an attraction. Like, I talk about the attraction, where it is, do a verbal walkthrough, then talk about like how it was built, anything I can find online, any of the behind the scenes stuff, how things work and whatnot. And I started doing just the first episode. It has been like 3 weeks now. I'm still researching. It's like, I have to write down every detail. Wow. It's like, yeah. And if I were to talk about everything I've written down, it would be a 5-hour episode. So I got to like,
do it.
Chill out. Well, I want to do the show, but I got to chill out on having to know every single thing about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like, the obsession, though.
Yes, it is. So it's like, it's gotten out of control. It's like, I cannot start recording until I know everything. It's like, I have to go to Universal Sunday and take a picture of the carpet, because I don't know the pattern of the carpet off the top of my head. It's like, it's that bad, you know?
242 toothpicks.
Yeah. Right. So, yeah, we've really gone off the rails, but
that's all right. Let's rope it back in.
If you have an obsession, don't tell us, because we'll end up spending 5 weeks trying to figure it out.
If you want us to join your obsession, leave it on our Facebook page.
Because we don't actually check that. Wait, that's not what I meant to say.
You don't check it? I check it.
I check it out. I'm checking it right now.
There you go.
I mean, all the time.
So now your podcast recommendations.
Okay, yeah, let's completely get away. Well, this might be an obsession as well, but let's get completely step away from anything that has anything to do with a computer other than the podcast itself. It's called The Marathon Show. What I really like about the show is that he actually runs many of these marathons that he's running the marathon, and he actually carries around a microphone and a recording pack and talks to people along the way.
While he's running?
Yes. So he is doing a live report of the marathon. Now, he condenses, I think his run time's about anywhere between 3.5 to 5 hours, depending on the race and the conditions.
Sure.
And he cuts it down to about an hour and a half, but it's live coverage of the race as he's running it. You know, he's doing his solo commentary, and he's stopping and talking to people. It's a lot of fun if you are into running, though. That's the thing. I couldn't get my wife to listen to this, and my life depended on it, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. But a lot of these races I would be, you know, interested in, but probably will never go to because of where they are in the country. And so for me, it's fun to listen to and hear about the race coverage. So
that's pretty interesting.
It is.
Does he talk to other runners too?
Yeah.
Like while they're running.
Yep. While they're running. Yep. I enjoy listening to the runs. He does some stuff when he's not doing races, when he has these long periods of fill. He does advice on running and whatnot. Those, I'll be honest with you, and skip over. I just like listening to the race coverage. It's something different. It's fast paced. That's another thing I like about it, because the way he edits it. So it's called The Marathon Show. It's on blogtalkradio.com/The Marathon Show. If I did have a complaint, and I guess I do have a complaint, is that he records directly from Blog Talk, which I don't know if you've ever heard anything on Blog Talk Radio.
No, I haven't.
It's super compressed. It sounds like an AM station transmission.
Okay.
Now, I know he knows how to use recording technology, because he carries around that thing with him and edits a 5-hour race into an hour show. So why he just doesn't upload that edit instead of recording directly off Blog Talk, I don't know, but I wish he wouldn't use that. So
very nice.
It's different. And I've been going, trying to run the gambit. I mean, I'm trying to pick ones people haven't heard of. I mean, I could easily pick like Adam Carolla or Mark Maron shows, but they already have millions of listeners. So this guy, I don't know if he needs the help, but yeah, I mean, he's small press like we are, and I like the show. I don't know why I'm defending myself. Why am I defending myself? So leave me alone.
Stop it. For my gaming update kind of thing, since my, well, it's very close to my obsession, but I have some news that one of my games, one of my arcade games, left the house today.
Is that today? That was today. Okay.
You saw that?
I saw the post. I mean, I didn't, I haven't heard the story you're about to tell, but I pieced things together.
There comes a time when, you know, when they're ready, you just got to get them out of the house. And this one, it's a memorable one, but it has to, you know, when you move an arcade game out and it needs to be in the public, it needs to be an earner. You know what I mean? It needs to be a machine that's going to ask for quarters and just earn every week. So I was like, what game can I move out? And this is going to go on location in Rockford, Illinois. I was like, you know what? Galaga. So we moved Galaga to downtown Rockford today into the Rockford Art Deli, which is this really cool art gallery. And they do screen printing. And it's just, you know, the downtown area of Rockford's getting better and better with all these cool companies that are moving down there. So another local Rockford institution, which is a record store, Toad Hall, they put in two pinball machines there in this art deli. And then I put my Galaga machine there.
What's that?
So they have this little arcade in the back. They got a pop machine. They got, you know, tons of quarters for you to make change. And that's our, what makes it significant is Galaga's a great game, but that's the first machine we got on the first episode of Arcade Impossible.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And, you know, we were doing the jokes all day, like, you better get out there and earn.
What is that pinball machine on the right that looks a little stubby?
Attack from Mars. Okay. It's a pinball 2000 game, so it has a CRT monitor on top with a reflection on the play field.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if you ever played that.
Not that one, but I know the Star Wars style episode game.
One, it was also a pinball 2000. Okay. Same cabinet.
Gotcha. Okay. So, what do you have for Galaga in your arcade now? Anything?
I don't have Galaga in the arcade anymore.
Oh, I'm not coming there now. I like that game.
But what, you know, I'm hoping they have some events where they'll have thousands of people over the weekend coming through there. And hopefully it'll be enough money after I pay back the city sticker and stuff to actually get another arcade machine eventually with
that
money. What's
a city sticker? Is that so you can have a vending machine
licensing,
in the city?
Like it's actually permitted, you know.
Mm.
Gotcha. So for a coin operated device, I'd have to pay like 50 or 60 bucks a year.
50 bucks? No, I was kidding.
Yeah.
That's actually not
$50. But yeah, that'll be cool, man. If like over the course of 6 months, I can be like, hey, I have all these quarters. Let's go buy an arcade machine with
it. Quarters.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yes. Yeah.
You got to find the biggest jerk that you can find on Craigslist.
I know. I'll just haggle. So I'll haggle the guy like, okay, you have this Tempest. I will give you $250 for this Tempest. He's like, nope, not budging, $325. I'm like, you got to work with me, guy. I got overhead. Come on, help me out. And he's going to be like, I don't care about your problems. I'm like, all right, give the man his $350 in quarters.
I was thinking your haggling was more like you had a pile of quarters and you'd be like, there's $250. He's like, no, $300. And you just like flip a quarter at a time. Like,
how about that?
He is $250, $25, $250, $50. Yeah, just keep doing that until you wear him down. Okay, $257. Fine, take it.
Yeah, he's gonna be like, this guy sucks.
Take it and get these quarters off my floor.
Yeah. Yeah, so Galaga's out of the house. And the other gaming news I have is this coming weekend is the Midwest Gaming Classic. It's a gaming convention in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And a buddy of mine and YouTuber friend is coming out to my place to check out my arcade, and then we're gonna head up there, but it's Gamester 81, so I'm really excited about that, showing him my arcade and then just playing the crap out of pinball and arcade games all weekend.
Yeah,
so
that's cool. That's fun. I do enjoy that. I said we were discussing earlier, I don't play games, and I don't play, when I say that, not gaming console games, I still play the hell out of the arcade machine that you and I had
put
together. Hell yeah. I don't know why. I'll tell you, I should have told you this before the show. The pollen here is so bad that my throat, my voice will be getting lower throughout the show. So I apologize now for that.
I'm kind of jealous, and I'm sorry.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, the more I talk, the more I'm going to sound like this.
Hey, man, that's all right.
Man, my voice sucks even trying to pretend to be deep.
So I actually have a pile of cough drops sitting here to try to take the edge off it. So I'm going to pop one now. Which nice. Is always nice to try to take the sound of the cough drop clicking against my teeth out of the edit. So.
Amazing.
Don't say amazing. Yeah, this freaking, like, oh god, we're putting in a new data center at our job, at my work location. Yeah. And the woman that's selling us to it uses the freaking word amazing like way too much.
That's not amazing.
We went to lunch and she had dude ordered an omelet and he's like on some paleo diet, so he gave her the biscuit came with it, and she's like, oh my god, guys, this is so amazing. I'm like, it's not amazing, it's a biscuit. Stop it. Stop saying that word.
Are you getting grumpy, buddy?
You've known me for long enough. I'm always pissed off. How I have friends is amazing.
That's awesome. Hey, you haven't gotten pissed at me for saying awesome for every description
of anything. I think I tune it out now. I think when I just hear you go, that is so... Yeah.
Awesome.
Your lips are moving, but I don't know what you just said.
Right.
There was a word in there somewhere.
All right. So what do we got next?
I think you said allspice.
Allspice. Are we to the main segment now?
Yes, I think so. I think we've ranted long enough. Thank you, everyone, for waiting 2 months to hear us just give therapy to each other.
We knew that this was going to happen, that we were just going to get derailed for no reason.
We built a whole network on that concept.
Yeah. So on
to- except when we actually need to talk about the subject at hand, apparently.
Okay, so on to the main segment. What are we featuring that should be viral, but it's not?
Matt. You're asking me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, this is kind of sort of viral. I don't know. All right, this is a weird one. You picked it. It is funny. I don't know how you classify this because it's segments from a existing TV show. It's the old Greg segments from the Mighty Boosh.
Mm-hmm. So you know who the Mighty Boosh is? Let's set this up here.
Yes.
Can you tell me?
Oh, no. You don't know? Oh, okay. It was a comedy troupe in a sense. You know who Kids in a Hall are, right?
No.
Okay. You know who the hell's can I compare him to? There's probably 100 people. I can't think of it. Monty Python.
Yes.
Okay, so he'd have like a TV show of separate skits, but they're all performed by the same actors playing different roles.
Okay.
Yes, it was a more modern version of that. I don't know how modern it is. I want to say it was like the 2005, 2006 timeline, but I that might be way off. And it's a show called Mighty Boosh, and there was like a half dozen of the same actors performing, and one of the recurring skits they had was Old Greg, and this was performed by Noel Fieldman, I think is his name. And he was also, people might know him just as well from the series The IT Crowd. He played Richmond in the first and I believe second season of The IT Crowd. He's in the skit twice, as once as himself and once as Old Greg.
Really?
Yes. I'll jump to the end. When they're in the van driving away, the guy that's driving the van is him out of makeup.
Oh.
This is a good segment.
Yeah, it is.
So anyway, the Mighty Boosh was also a BBC radio comedy as well, but with mainly the same guys. I think a couple actors changed, but it was mainly the same guys. I'm pretty sure Noel Fielding was in both. So now that we established who the actor is, at least before we get too much into the actual, segment. What we're talking about is a YouTube clip. Someone took all the skits and put them together as one 10-minute segment. So the link is on our Facebook page at facebook.com/almostviral. If you haven't seen it before, take a look and come back and listen to our probably more spiraling down the rabbit hole on this video.
Amazing.
You asshole.
Who are you?
I'm Old Greg. Pleased to meet you.
What do you want?
Maybe I should ask you the same question. What you doing in my waters? I got something to show you. You know what that is? That's old Greg's vagina. I got a mangina. I'm old Greg. I do watercolors.
Do you?
Let me show you something. I call that one old Greg. I did it in that one. I call that one old Greg. And this one, do you know what I call that one?
Old Greg.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. You know what your problem is?
What?
You ain't got the funk. You're all rigid. Hmm? You're like a breadstick. You got no rhythm.
Yeah, well, I've heard all this sort of stuff before, thank you.
Well, maybe I could help you. I got the funk.
Yeah, I know. You're very funky, Greg.
No, no, you don't understand. I mean, I got the funk right here. It's in this box. You see, the funk is a living creature. About the size of a medicine ball, but covered in teeth. Came from another planet. It landed on Bootsy Collins' house. Huh? Back then, Bootsy was just a simple farmer. But he took one look at all those mauve titties and he lost his mind.
So, it starts out with a guy fishing. And this is one of those things where it's like, it doesn't even register how odd it is until I think more about it. But he's fishing in the middle of the night, mm-hmm. for some reason. And for some even stranger reason, he hooks
Old Greg. A scaly manfish.
Yes.
Name is Old Greg.
Hey, there's boy, what you doing?
There's a lot of unanswered questions in this video.
I know. But so, I mean, they just watched it. It's ridiculous. Yep. What are your favorite parts of this, Old Greg?
That's a good question.
It's so quotable.
Yes. There's a lot of quotable things about it. I think just the fact that something could be so obscure and make me want to keep watching and laughing, mm-hmm. is always impressive to me, because, I mean, I try to be funny. I often am not, and I could never be this obscure and still be funny. I just can't do it. So who the hell would think of this and make it funny? Because trying to describe this to somebody without the humor, without the jokes, without the visuals, it would not be funny. It'd be impossible.
You're right. You're right. It's just, it's so quotable and fun, and guaranteed after you watch this, you'll be quoting it with friends if they've watched it too.
Yeah. But
like, do you love me?
Yeah, I was going to just say, if we have to pick favorite parts that we can quote, that you already got it for me. Do you love me? Do you love me like I love you?
Do you ever think you could love me? You must love me exactly the way I love you.
That and the... And that same segment was the... I forgot his name already. But the
Curly Jefferson?
Yes, Curly Jefferson that didn't love him. That was awesome. That's another.
Maybe I'll do to you what I did to Curly Jefferson. Yeah,
That's just another random turn that I wouldn't think of. That is freaking hilarious. It's actually, in reality, disturbing, but as a comedy piece, it's hilarious. Anything that involves Bootsy Collins in a reference to me gets a thumbs up. Do you know who Bootsy Collins is? Or are you too young for that?
No.
I thought you might be too young for that. Okay. He is a, he's still famous, but not famous enough for you to know, but he's very famous in the 70s. He's a bass player and songwriter for Parliament, is his big claim to fame. But he did a lot of work with other artists, like a lot. He did the music, most of the actual instrumental music for Grooves in the Heart. You've probably heard that song. If you don't, you might not.
Of course, D-Light, bro.
Yes, he is the, you have the DJ and then you have the instrumentals. Bootsy Collins did the instrumental parts for that.
Okay.
He's the one that goes, watch out. That didn't come out right.
No, it came out perfect.
Yeah, okay.
Oh!
Yeah. So anyway, Old Greg.
I thought you were going to keep going. Oh, the tambourine. That was probably a cymbal. I'm an idiot.
It's this little finger thing as it goes ping, ping, ping.
Oh, yeah. That's if we made that, not them. Okay, so yeah, there's so much in Bailey's, obviously. This makes me want to drink about the Bailey's.
Yes, yeah. Oh, the watercolors is funny. That was a good one. I call this one Old Greg. This one is Old Greg. You know what this one's called? Old Greg?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You, sir. Thank you, sir.
This one's Bailey's slightly bigger. This one's as close to Bailey's as you can get without getting your eyes wet.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Yeah, I'm sure people are glad they wasted the time downloading this to watch a video and then just have us repeat it, but still.
Well, if they watched it, they can kind of, you know,
can understand.
Relive it with right. us. But yeah, if you've seen this before, then you're welcome for being reminded again. And if you haven't, enjoy quoting it with your friends.
It's amazing.
It is amazing.
Like a biscuit.
I think I might have some biscuits tonight.
Like a biscuit.
So I want to be old Greg for Halloween this
you
year.
You should be. That would be great. And then you'd know that who the cool people are in Rockford by the few that would recognize who
right.
you are.
I will be a scaly, lanky manfish with a pink tutu.
And a mangina. I got a mangina. I'm old Greg.
And that's the end of the episode.
So, well, there's not much to say about that, which is, that's fine. And this is one of the ones that speaks for itself, that if you weren't aware of it, we wanted to share it. So there's nothing I can, it's nice to not complain and make fun of something. It's nice to laugh along with something for once, because the last two things yeah. we talked about.
Thanks, Jan Terry.
Yeah, exactly. So I really don't have anything else to say. I just wanted people to be aware of this clip after you shared it with me. Because I forgot. I will tell you this. Though I've seen these clips before, I've never seen them as one story. And I think it's much more memorable like this than it was when I saw them originally.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I agree.
Yep.
Well, awesome, man. Pleasure as always.
Yeah. Always good to catch up with you.
Yeah, for sure. And if you guys have anything you believe we should talk about on Almost Viral, please post it on our Facebook page. We have a Twitter also. We tweet out like crazy. And we do that.
And it's amazing.
And it's amazing. It's amazing.
I hate her.
Yeah.
Just now.
Just now. All right, guys. Till next time. All right.
Take her easy.
Ah, I sound like a douche.
No.
Thanks for listening to Almost Viral. Almost Viral is a NeoZaz.com and Arcade Impossible co-production. For more great podcasts and original entertainment, visit neozaz.com. Visit Arcade Impossible's YouTube channel at youtube.com/arcadeimpossible. Catch all the latest Almost Viral episodes at almostviral.neozaz.com and follow them on Facebook at facebook.com/almostviral.